We have 11 committee members present.
Yes, we are at quorum.
Okay, thank you. And so, Donna, can you do a roll call of?
Yes, of course. Co-chair Shaw?
Here.
Committee member Lopez?
Here.
Committee member Lawrence?
Here.
Committee member Gluck?
Here.
Committee member Smith?
Here.
Committee member Joplin?
Here.
Committee member Dominguez? Not here. Committee member Fung?
Here.
Committee member Sanchez? Committee member Sip?
Here.
Committee member Trumbull?
Here.
Committee member Fisher? All right, so we, unless I've missed someone, we're not at quorum.
You missed me, Robert Clark.
Robert Clark, committee member Clark, I'm so sorry I didn't have you down.
I'm here.
Thank you.
Marcel Shillito is here.
And committee member Shillito.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, so we have established quorum. The next item on our agenda is the Pledge of Allegiance. I will also be taking a moment of silence as Alex does every meeting, but if there's any committee member present who would like to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, please feel free to do that now, or else I'll just give us a minute of silence. Okay, I believe that was enough time to say the Pledge of Allegiance. So let's go ahead and move on to the welcome and chairperson's report. So yes, welcome everyone. Thank you for being here on time. Like I said earlier, I'm co-chair Sadie Shaw, filling in for chair Alex Jimenez, who is out of state today. And so I don't have anything to report on. But I appreciate you all being here. And next up is Adriana for our executive director's report.
Thank you, Co-Chair Shaw. I would like to take this moment to acknowledge Anne Trumbull as she comes upon her four-year tenure representing the city manager's office. She has expressed her readiness to pass her leadership baton to a future generation. So today we'll conclude her service as a member of the PACD committee. Anne, we would love to thank you for your commitment and dedicated support. So thank you. And would you like to share any remarks?
It's been an absolute joy and honor to serve with all of you. I've learned so much and feel like that we have made a lot of really, really important changes in public art in our city. So thank you all, and I will be cheering from the sidelines.
Thank you so much, Committee Member Trumbull. And thank you so much for this moment, Co-Chair Shaw. This concludes my report.
Okay, thank you. And thank you, Ms. Trumbull, for your years of advocacy. And next item on the agenda is review and approval of the August 10th meeting minutes. Can we pull up the meeting minutes real quick? Everyone was emailed the minutes. If you haven't seen them, they just check your email where the Zoom link is located. Is someone able to pull up the minutes? Or I can. Okay, here I go.
Oh, great. Oh, thank you.
You know what? Actually, this is not the meeting minutes. So I'm going to stop sharing. That's the agenda. If you guys don't have it, I could pull it up real quick, but just give me a moment. And once we have those minutes, which I'm pulling up right this moment, we can entertain a motion to approve. So. Okay. Is there any unreadiness with the minutes as presented? If not, we can entertain a motion.
Robert Clark, I move that the minutes be accepted as presented.
I second. This is Kenna Smith.
Okay, moved by Mr. Clark and seconded by Ms. Smith. Donna, can we get a roll call vote,
please? Yes. Co-Chair Shaw?
Yes.
Committee Member Lopez?
Yes.
Committee Member Lawrence?
Yes, approved.
Committee Member Gluck?
Approved.
Committee Member Smith?
Approved.
Committee Member Joplin?
Approved.
Committee Member Fung?
Approved.
Committee Member Sanchez? Committee Member Sip?
Approved.
Committee Member Trumbull?
Approved.
Committee Member Fisher?
Approved.
Committee Member Clark?
Approve.
And Committee Member Shalito?
Approve.
Okay, thank you. Item passes unanimously. Next on the agenda is our donations approval. You all should have received an email listing our new proposals for donations. And I'm going to go ahead and give the floor to Adriana.
Thank you so much, Co-Chair Shaw. In recent months, we have been receiving a wonderful turnout from community members and city departments finding new ways to provide more artwork for the city's collection. This incredible swell and interest has prompted our team to streamline all the necessary components of the donation process outlined in the ADs. To this end, we reformatted public-facing text, clarified application fields, and organized the information into a sequential readable format. Similar to the calls for artists and regranting program, we migrated the donation request application process to submittable. To underscore, no changes were made to the ADs. We hope that you found these optimizations to be more accessible in nature, and we're always looking for room for improvement. Today, we will be asking you to vote on the donation requests previously submitted for your review. As a reminder, each donation request will be reviewed and commented on by the PACD committee, the appropriate city department, in this case, the Department of Transportation and Mobility, and risk management, so that the city manager can take all the recommendations and comments into account to determine whether the artwork will be an appropriate addition to the city's public art collection. The common thread between the three donations is that each project has been a partnership between community stakeholders, elected officials, or city departments, and have procured private funds to support each project. We extended an invitation to each of the primary applicants and their colleagues to join us today in case there are any questions from the committee. I will commence by reading the review criteria, then introducing each project with a visual cue and a summary. Once I present each project, we will open it up for questions from PACD members and then call for a vote on each individual donation. Donna will lead us through the roll call for each of the three projects. The review criteria are as follows. The city's risk manager will conduct an evaluation of the public safety, insurance, and liability implications of the donated artwork. Arts Foundation for Tucson and Southern Arizona Public Art and Community Design Committee will review and comment on the proposed artwork using, but not limited to, the following criteria. Appropriateness of the artwork. Appropriateness of the artwork to other aspects of its surroundings. Relationship of proposed artwork to existing artwork in the vicinity or future artwork proposed as part of an applicable capital improvement project or other publicly funded project. Appropriateness of the artwork location, appropriateness of the artwork scale to the proposed site, applicable neighborhood design guidelines. Similarly, it includes maintenance and production quality, the constructability of the proposed artwork, durability and craftsmanship and fabrication and production quality, maintenance, preservation, and conservation implications, and the intended length of display of the artwork, whether permanent or temporary. I will now share my screen. Are you able to see four images submitted by constituent Imelda G. Cortez?
Yes.
Thank you. Imelda G. Cortez is submitting a project on behalf of primary artist Carlos Valenzuela and collaborators who include members of Regeneración, Lane Santa Cruz Ward 1 representative, Southwest Folklife Alliance, and Lane Smaca Welder. The artwork title is Barrio Monument. The inspiration behind this piece is the hardworking people of Southside Tucson, the folks who constantly and consistently work with their hands to build and create. This barrio monument is designed to encapsulate the hardworking residents around the Rodeo Wash Greenway Park on Michigan Drive. On one side, we depict a seamstress sewing a blanket that transforms into a serpent meant to represent transformation and renewal. On the other side, we have an image of someone who works with cars holding a young child. This is meant to symbolize the intergenerational collaboration of working and the passing of knowledge. The artwork is a mosaic. The artwork will be located along, it is a permanent installation that is being donated with ownership transferred to the city of Tucson. And the location will be in Ward 1. Other details were included as part of the project proposal, which includes maintenance and site details. I will at this time go on to the following projects, and then we can have Q&A at the conclusion of all the presented projects. Our next submission is was submitted by Patricia Schwartz from Living Streets Alliance on behalf of primary artist Armando Sotelo III and their collaborators Marlene Avelino and Katie Bulger from Ward 3, Sharaya Jimenez, president of Barrio Moon, Blue Moon Neighborhood Association, Armando Sotelo, Barrio Blue Moon resident and mural artist, with funding from the Thrive in the 05 initiative in partnership with City of Tucson Housing and Community Development. The artwork is titled Blue Moon Barrio Traffic Circle, Turtles Shell Lunar Calendar. The location is on 14th and Helen. and will be approximately 69 square feet. It's asphalt art, and this mural is a place lifting strategy to beautify a new traffic circle in the historic Barrio Blue Moon neighborhood. Funded through the Thrive in the 05 initiative, local residents led by artist Armando Sotelo designed the asphalt art to be implemented at a community block painting party in October 2022. The design represents the neighborhood's new logo, soon to appear on another public art wall, and a lunar calendar modeled on a turtle shell depicting indigenous timekeeping practices and connections to the moon. The medium and technique includes water-based solid color concrete stains by HNC Color Top. And the artwork will be painted by a group of volunteers at a community painting party on October 1st.
I'm confused by this picture. Is this picture the actual design? Has the artwork already been created, or is this an example of what it would look like, but it's a different design?
That is a very good question. We can ask...
This photo is an example of a different traffic circle that was painted with the same materials and planters and things. The design is another attachment in the application.
Yeah. Thanks.
Thank you for clarifying. Pull up the sign right now. This one, right? The third? Let's see. Is this the image?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Thank you for your clarification. Let's see if this works. All right, look at this, learning. Okay. Committee member Felix, may I move on to the next?
Yes, thanks.
Great, sure. Okay, and so in our next view on the docket, we have our third community donation submitted by Gabriela Barias Longoria on behalf of artist Yuyu Shiratori, on behalf of Community Collaborations, which let's see here, the artwork will be located this October on the block of South 6th Avenue between Armory Park and the Children's Museum of Tucson, which will become a canvas for large street murals accompanied by planters and flex posts to calm traffic, improve connectivity, and enhance safety and comfort for everyone using the street. The artwork will be 7,000 total square feet of the painted street on 6th Avenue and 12th Avenue intersection at the following locations: the current center turn lane on 6th Avenue and the new mid-block crossing in front of the museum and park. Note, see the site plan attachment for the breakdown of dimensions by each piece. Those documents were provided with the application. In terms of the artist statement, 6th Avenue will be enhanced by asphalt murals to enhance safety and comfort for all. The artwork explores the history and significance of tile and mosaic art in Tucson. Each tile is influenced by ideas directly from the community, care, growth, and vibrancy. The visuals also pay respect to the rich history of the land and peoples of the area who resided here before the official formation of the city. Flora elements are hybrid representatives of three important crops of the Southwest: corn, squash, and beans. Fauna and celestial elements are representative of the growth, regeneration, and potential for our community. The artwork type is asphalt art. Symbolic depictions of the cultural and natural history of Tucson. The visual language of the work is informed by Tucson's natural beauty, history of the people, and the gratitude to the land that has fostered a caring and vibrant community. Similarly, this will be water-based solid color concrete stains.
Yes.
Co-Chair Shaw, I will now invite any questions from our, or I ask that you consider inviting any questions from committee members to be addressed by our guests.
Thank you, Adriana. Are there any questions or comments, committee members?
Yes, I'd like to ask a few questions. Starting with Imelda, if she's here. See, the donations process has changed since I last went through it, and it was several years ago, but at that time I had to present my own proposal. I had to, in person, and I was looking forward to speaking with the artists about their proposals, if they're here.
Yes, hello, Mr. Lawrence. I am here as the person doing the proposal. The artist is also here, Carlos Valenzuela, so if there are any questions, we would be happy to answer.
My question to you is, do you feel that artistic freedom is necessary for art? Is it possible to make art without having artistic freedom or freedom of speech?
My simple answer is no. I believe that people should create art that represents who they are and that represents their interests and just the people, right?
So in that case, should we consider what you're proposing to be art? Because the fact that you're here asking for permission to do this art indicates that you don't have artistic freedom or freedom of speech. I want to be clear what's happening here legally. You are giving your property to the city so that the city may speak. You will not be speaking directly. The city needs to be the one speaking, because if they allowed you to speak directly, they would have to allow everybody to do that. And the city doesn't want to allow everyone to speak. So the donation process is you give your property to the city and the city speaks by displaying what was once your property.
Committee Chair Lawrence, can we stay on the agenda topic, which is sure. The acceptance of this donation?
Mm-hmm.
And
yes? I'm sorry?
As a reminder that that questions would be great if they're related to the criteria.
The criteria is the appropriateness of the artwork. That's assuming that it is artwork. That's my question. Is it artwork or decoration?
I believe it's artwork.
Well, that was a question for the artist.
Yeah, I think it's both.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's both decoration. Yeah, and you're right. Giving it work to the city, in this case, who owns the property, right?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I hear what you're saying, but it's both. It's meant to be decorative and formative. A lot of different things. It'll be a lot of different things to different folks. The monument slab, as my understanding was, there's a wave of changes in terms of what monuments should be and what kinds of people and things should be on it. And at its most grassroots, beginning, the images that we're presenting are real common in all our communities, talking about Latino communities, Southwest. Mm-hmm. There's a costurera in every community. There's a mechanic who's local in every community. Baker, muralist.
Mm-hmm.
To us, those are our heroes. You know, much closer to the community than that might be to a big national vision of what a hero should be.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I think safe to say that I've had a lifetime of giving things away, of art away.
Mm-hmm.
To cities and counties and Native American communities.
I just want to let you know that I've been in your seat twice. I've been trying to donate artwork twice to the city, and twice it was rejected for its political content. So I'm fully I have experience of what the limits of free speech are within public art. And so that's why, that's the point of these questions.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, like,
did you ever
I'm no stranger to censorship either. That's something that happens in public art.
Thank you for your question. Is there any other comments or questions for this artist?
No, I actually appreciate the artwork. I know both of these folks because of the community involvement. They're very involved in the community. Aside from being artists, I thank you, Carlos, for explaining the community aspect of the visuals. I agree with this sort of material being used because I love that it's being donated to the city because the city's doing so much other improvements, that this would be a great attribute to the community so they could see their mentors living out their experience as artists and expressionists. I love that the thought process of using this sort of tile work because of maintenance issues, that this would apply for, we can actually have a longevity situation, and because of the artist being local, that if something were to be, tagged on or if something falls off, that we know Carlos and we know how to get in contact with him. And from my experience, I haven't seen any of Carlos's work come apart. And for these reasons alone, I think that this is a beautiful piece of artwork and I can't wait to see it completed. I'm actually enjoying that the imagery is different because a lot of times we would get another Virgin Mary or another something or other. This actually implies the work that goes behind all the things that we find in our culture. So as far as speaking and communicating to the environment around it, it speaks volumes. And I'm appreciative for this donation. I hope it goes through.
Thank you, Mel, for the comment and for the background knowledge on these artists. Is there any more questions or comments on this donation? Okay, not seeing any. I just want to thank Carlos and Imelda for the submission. And Donna, correct me if I'm wrong, are we doing a individual approval of each artwork or should we?
Yes, co-chair, Shaw. Okay. We are doing individual acceptance and votes on each.
Okay, so if there's no other comments, we can entertain a motion.
I move to approve.
Thank you.
Second.
Okay, moved by committee member Lawrence, seconded by, I believe, Mr. Clark.
Yes.
Thank you, and Donna, if we can do a roll call.
Well, yes. Co-chair Shaw?
Yes.
Committee member Lopez?
Yes.
Committee member Lawrence?
Yes, approved.
Committee member Gluck?
Approved.
Committee member Smith?
Approved.
Committee member Joplin?
Approved.
Committee member Dominguez?
Approved. Thank you.
Committee member Fung?
Approved.
Committee member Sanchez?
Approved.
Committee member Sip?
Approved.
Committee member Trumbull? Committee member Fisher?
Approved.
Committee member Clark?
Approved.
And committee member Shalito?
Approved.
Thank you. Co-chair Shaw has passed.
Okay, thank you. And congratulations, Imelda and Carlos.
Thank you.
Next up, we will go to the second one we viewed, I believe, by Patricia Schwartz. Or, yeah. Okay, are there any questions or comments about this donation?
Yes, I'd like to ask the same question to this artist regarding the nature of this proposal, whether it's artwork or decoration.
Okay, and I believe the artist is in the room.
Yes, to me, art's very subjective. So depending on how you feel, it's how you take it. Everybody has a different approach and experience on art. This one, I try to take the approach of including the community and keeping it simplified in a way that the community could paint by color and square, or by number, which is also, this is my first paint by number project. So taking that into mind, was trying to come up with some type of design that kind of fit and both the community needs and the art needs, I guess you can say.
I appreciate your answer. When we get donations, we actually get to speak to the artist directly, which is unusual because when we get funded projects, we never get to talk to the artists and or see the proposed design. So it's really an opportunity that we don't often get. Thank you.
Thank you. And I believe Valerie has her hand raised.
Yes, question regarding all three of the proposals. It was mentioned by Executive Director Adriana Gallego that once, and I just want to make sure that I'm understanding correctly, once these are reviewed and voted on, will they then be vetted and do they have to continue on and be approved once again through the Department of Transportation and Mobility?
Yes, that is correct. The 21 member body of Public Art and Community City and Arts Foundation stakeholders make a recommendation that then gets forwarded to the Department of the designated department. If this was like a Parks and Rec project, it would go to Parks and Rec to review, to look at all of those aspects that are more aligned with risk review and maintenance and those kinds of protocols. So it'll go to this appropriate city department. Risk review will review all of your recommendations, but really with an eye towards looking at the maintenance protocol itself and look at its viability, its long-term maintenance plan, and see how it fits within the larger scope of the city's collection. With those kinds of risk management things in mind with respect to the criteria. Afterwards, all of those recommendations are then forwarded to city manager's office so that the city manager can make an informed decision to consider the artwork being part of the city's collection. If I'm correct, I believe that's the way it's written into the administrative directives.
Okay, thank you so much. And then I appreciate the answer. And then as a follow-up to that, just what I'd like to, and I'm interested to know in terms of maintenance and just the integrity of each piece and the beauty of each piece, ensuring that. And I believe that's probably what you're talking about in terms of viability and the costs involved to just maintain each of the pieces. And that's determined by the department that's actually will give the final review.
Yes. So each of our applicants submitted a very thorough maintenance protocol form, which we're so appreciative of. And then the artwork, in some of these cases, some of the works are temporary. So they are being proposed to be included as part of the collection on a temporary basis. So, you know, bestowing a work of art or offering a donation of a work of art to the people of Tucson, the taxpayers of Tucson, is a gift at the same time that it is a responsibility and a financial responsibility. And so in some cases, the responsibility may be temporary. And in some of these proposals, the artist is taking on the leadership role to maintain the artwork for a very short designated amount of time. In other instances, There is an expectation that the artwork will be permanent and added into the city's collection, and the artist's vera rights will be honored, so the artist will always retain their artistic rights. So in that case, the gift of art is being transferred to the city, as well as the maintenance costs and responsibility of caring for it into the future. So then those costs need to be considered within the larger budget in perpetuity.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mel?
Yes, I'd like to say that this is a really interesting mural. I liked all the aspects of it, the trying to get into what is the Barrio of Blue Moon. I also want to say I recognize the artist, so it's nice to see Armando getting his art out there and sharing it with the community. I want to say thank you for that, and working on the community aspect of it as well. I know from experience that it takes a lot of effort on that day. So I want to thank you and LSA for doing this and beautifying the community. And the maintenance part, I think, is covered in this type of paint that is used. And a lot of times this sort of art on the street using this sort of concrete paint or concrete stain, that a lot of the traffic, it hasn't been, I haven't seen anybody go over this type of mural before. The closest thing that we got was somebody hitting a planter. And then, you know, the city having to put the planter back. But I think that this would be a great donation, and thank you so much.
I was wondering if the artist could expand or extrapolate on this quotation here that's in the proposal. It's almost as if the white man subtracted 1 month in order to sever the connection between the people and the sun. Could you expand on that, or where does that come from?
So yes, my name is Armando Sotelo. I grew up in Blue Moon most all my life. Fifth generation, my great grandparents have lived there since the beginning of the Tucson, I would say, like back in the alcohol prohibition days. I've been currently involved heavily in Old Bosqua, so I got the name Turtle kind of gifted from some elders from there. Being a little bit slow on the baseball field, but Turtle kind of just stuck with me, and that's been my name ever since I was 14, 15 years old. I'm 33 years old now. The images you see here in Blue Moon Barrio, it's kind of a representation of the neighborhood, but also with the symbol of the turtle, and being that the blue moon is the 13th moon in the lunar cycle. So bringing that there is a 13 moon cycle lunar calendar, and today most people are following a 12 month cycle. The whole point of this mural is kind of like the word month coming from the moon, which is also, you know, the Barrio Blue Moon, and every once in a blue moon. So like in the terms of like freedom of speech, kind of connecting the culture kind of to the community of Blue Moon, which has been a very old neighborhood, and you know, I lived there quite a bit. And the last 15 years, there hasn't been much art, much any improvement as far as being one of the oldest barrios in Tucson. And so being this as like my first community project, because I've been kind of just working as a, you know, doing construction and mostly hotel renovations and not being in my community, mostly being outside of my community and catering outside of my community. So this is like my first comeback, as you would say, to my community, and kind of bringing this into perspective as like the blue moon, the turtle, which is on each cell has 13 months. And then on the outer shell is the 28 day cycles. So most native communities, depending on where they came from, had some type of symbol that they could track the lunar calendar, and the turtle shell was one of that. And I thought that was very interesting, of course, with all the history to that, to bring that up to the forefront. And of course, about talking about how we follow a 12-month cycle today, just recognizing the moon cycle and how that's very significant as once as a people, we were all living under the moon, sun, and stars at one point. So it's kind of trying to make that connection back to Earth, considering I'm just painting a street. And most of the other neighborhoods I see are actually digging out basins and doing real heavy good planting. We're just kind of putting a bandaid on the sticker, because I know that being this traffic circle is there to calm the traffic. Me living there, we have one of those traffic calming circles, and it's defeats the purpose because we still got people kind of run through that around like 3 o'clock, right when they get out of work. There's a lumber yard, and yeah, we just have a flood of people. So trying to break that connection in this piece was my, I guess, my point to like trying to slow the traffic. So in this circle, I mean, it's not really represented on this picture, but I was gonna have a like 28 days tiles surrounding this, and then possibly a turtle head kind of swimming towards the way to the Santa Cruz River, and the turtle's arms and legs kind of extending out more to the corners of the, or just say walkways, I guess, or crossways, to kind of help really put a mark in there and just really kind of, you know, get that freedom of artistic freedom, and I don't know, make a big turtle on the street, just really slow people down. And my name being Turtle kind of just fits with this whole, I don't know, it's okay, as like have all this process kind of came up, it kind of just fit and makes more sense to doing this. Because yeah, as you see this picture, I have many more sketches that also is not, how you say, presented here in this picture, because you know this is the final piece. But of course all the other final pieces that I had before had different representations of cultural images, but yeah, I was trying to simplify that more as just being the turtle and 13 moons around the lunar calendar. So yeah, the correct title, I guess, what I was trying to name this was Turtle's Moon Cycle Shell. And yeah, it was going to be technically a big turtle shell outlined with white and green, and green arms kind of going left to right. And yeah, just trying to make that connection with that. But it's really hard to demonstrate that in the mural because I'm not there to talk to everyone that sees it. So I'm trying to just keep it bright and colorful at the same time, as well as like letting you, you know, depict different images from there. So originally, I mean, I had a couple of neighborhoods that are following around Blue Moon, for example, like Barrio Anita, Old Pascua, Dunbar, and I was even gonna include like the U of A or Pima to kind of help symbolize like, you know, the surroundings of Blue Moon and what's around there and stuff like that. Cause yeah, I don't know, I was trying to unify the neighborhoods and get more people out, and would call some people to get involved in this project in Blue Moon that are specifically from those neighborhoods of the surrounding area, stuff like that. If that answers your question why the white man subtracted 1 month in the order to sever the connection. So well, I feel a lot of people are disconnected from the moon, sun, and stars. So that was my intentions with this blur. Well,
I was just confused a little bit by the phrase, the white man. Are you referring to a particular white man or white men in general? And is there some intentionality on the part of one or several white men to actually subtract a month, or what's going on?
No, just the white man. Everybody has a different experience of the, I guess you could say the white man or the man, as you would say. But No, that's this specifically put in there for, yeah, like from my culture and where I come from. So,
because we're here, this committee is here to censor offensive art. And I just wanted to make sure that this art isn't offensive. That's all.
Right. And understanding that I had other neighborhood signs inside of that, but which was semi-censored. So I kind of adjusted this picture to make it fit better and try to, you know, accommodate those needs. But, you know, if my mural does get graffitied over, I mean, the maintenance part would be a little bit easier on my part, because I've been painting for about 10 years now. And
so you're saying this design has already been censored prior to submitting it to us?
Not censored, in the say, just adjusted. So that way, when the time does come you know, the freedom of speech is there, I guess you could say.
I would say the freedom of speech is not there because you're here asking for permission to do this.
So I'm asking permission.
Thank you. We just want to keep on topic. And just to clarify, I believe the description words are not going to be included in the art. Is that the didactic that's going along with it, or is that just for kind of the background image purposes?
The description is just a description.
Okay.
Art. But of course, like I was stating earlier, I'm not going to be able to be there every day when someone passes the mural to describe most of this. So in the picture of the mural, it's just basically what you see. And nothing too offensive, like the man was saying. So,
right. Thank you. I see we have another question from Anne, or where's that hand?
I just wanted to say that I really appreciate how you've used your personal experience to that place to combine infrastructure with myth, with our relationship with the rest of nature. And I just want to thank you for your vision.
Absolutely. Are there any more questions or comments for this artist?
I would like to add in, if I may.
Of course.
This is Valerie. I just wanted to say that I appreciate the thought that went into this in terms of the cultural perspective and the surrounding neighborhood and the significance of it and the historical perspective as well in terms of education. So thank you for sharing.
Can you all tell us when this will be taking place?
If approved, I believe October 1st, 9 a.m.
Okay, thank you. Any more questions or comments? Okay, seeing none, we can entertain a motion for this donation.
Move to approve.
A second.
Thank you. Moved by committee member Lawrence, seconded by Clark, I believe.
And Marcel Shillito.
Oh, excuse me.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And Donna, can we go ahead and?
Yes. Co-chair Shaw.
Yes.
Committee member Lopez.
Yes.
Committee member Lawrence.
Yes, approved.
Committee member Gluck?
Yes.
Committee member Smith?
Approved.
Committee member Joplin?
Yes.
Committee member Dominguez?
Approve.
Committee member Fung?
Approved.
Committee member Sanchez?
Yes, approved.
Committee member Trumbull?
Yes, approve.
Committee member Fisher?
Approve.
Committee member Clark?
Yes.
And committee member Shito?
Approve.
Thank you.
Okay, I just wanna thank the artist team for speaking to their donation and congratulations. And please let us know when this community event is happening so we can help publicize it and also attend. Okay, so moving on to our final donation by, let's see.
Oh. Gabriela. Okay.
Perfect, thank you. Are there any questions for this artist?
Yes, I'd like to ask the same question of this artist. Is art possible without artistic freedom, without freedom of speech?
Hi, this is Yu speaking. I'm trying to get my camera on. So I'm the artist. I'm the one proposing this project. I think that if you don't have your own voice in the art, it would end up being commercial art. And this is like, this project specifically is proposed to reflect like the environment or, you know, like the environment of Tucson and like what had inspired the artwork in the first place. So I suppose my answer would be that I don't think you can separate it, but it would be a different kind of work that you would receive.
A work sort of like this one, perhaps?
I wouldn't say that this is entirely censored. I would say that it was like, we did involve the community. We did get community feedback. I wouldn't say it's entirely censored. I don't think there's really anything to censor.
Was that intentionally part of your design?
To censor myself?
To make something acceptable that would not be censored?
I'm not really sure how to answer that. I think my work for the most part is advocating for like optimism and community inclusion. So it's not really something that, to me, I'm not trying to go into the angle of like alienating any groups when thinking about art.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure to speak directly to artists, not an opportunity we get very often on this committee. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions?
Well, comments? Sadie, actually, yes. I want to say what Lawrence is saying is not true. When this is a different scenario, this artwork is being donated and there's a whole another process to this commission artwork. But here at the PACD, we do get to talk to the artist. And when there's that small cohort that are going through the design process, we get to talk to the artists via email and with these project managers like Wylin and whomever else right now, I can't remember, but some of this stuff, it sounds a little bit much, Felix, and it's making me feel uncomfortable, and I'm not even the artist donating this artwork and giving a presentation.
Thank you for sharing that. Yeah, Felix, we do, I know you're new to PACD, but there is a process, like when you're on an art panel, you meet the artist, and then once that panel approves the artist, they come to PACD, and you know, at times we do get to speak to them. So there are ways, so.
It's just in my short tenure in PACD so far, all the funded projects that go through panels, we've never actually gotten to speak to the artists have never appeared at our meetings or we've never gotten to speak to them. But I've only been on the committee for a short time.
So. Okay, thank you. And yeah, we do want to keep to the agenda items and speak only directly to the donation and things pertaining to the donation acceptance. But I understand your sentiment, but yeah, we want to keep it to the agenda. Is there any other questions or comments?
So I just have a quick question. It's beautiful artwork. I think it's just going to add so much to that area. But for understanding what the art actually is saying or describing, is there anything that's going to do that? Or, you know, so for like the just general observer walking by and looking at this, are they going to understand what it is?
So I think we're actually developing maybe a way where we could have like a QR code at one of the ends of the mural, maybe something off to the side. So yeah, if there is a pedestrian who's interested in the narrative, they can scan it. Or yeah, we're still figuring that out, but we do want to put the description into the work in some form.
Okay.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments?
Add to what you said about the narrative and ways of telling her story behind that. Another idea that we came up with was placing plaques inside the planters, since there's going to be around 20 planters, and with the QR codes. That's just another opportunity for people that are walking by and interacting with the piece to understand more of the meaning that went behind it.
Thank you. Okay, any other comments or questions before we entertain a motion? Okay. Go ahead.
No, I just love a lot of this public art that's it's coming out right now. I think that it's wonderful that the community at large, that is Tucson, Arizona, that we're getting out and biking and walking more and doing all we can to slow traffic down and keeping these people in the city of South Tucson.
Absolutely. Okay, can we entertain a motion?
Move to approve.
A second.
Okay, moved by Lopez, seconded by Marcel. Any further discussion? Okay, Donna, if you'll do a roll call vote.
Yes, of course. Co-chair Shaw?
Approve.
Committee member Lopez?
Approve.
Committee member Lawrence?
Yes, approved.
Committee member Gluck? Committee member Smith?
Approved.
Committee member Joplin?
Approved.
Committee member Dominguez?
Approved.
Committee member Fung?
Approved.
Committee member Sanchez?
Approved.
Committee member Trumbull?
Approved.
Committee member Clark?
Approved.
And committee member Shiito?
Approved.
Thank you.
Okay, item passes. And congratulations to all the artists who were approved today. Thank you so much. Okay.
May I say just a few words of gratitude, Co-Chair Shaw? I know we're short on time. Thank you so much. I just want to say a direct thank you to Carlos, Armando, Yuyu, and your supporters that are here today that submitted the application on your behalf, on behalf of the community. I know that this is not a process that started yesterday. I know that it's been a collaborative partnership that you've been working on for a very, very long time, from identifying funds and working in community, identifying a process to invite an artist and build community trust with the artist to design the process. And furthermore, we thank you so much for completing all of your materials on time and submitting everything in a way that is easy to read, understand, and very inspiring. And so, and to top it all off, you joined us here today to present in your own voice, answer questions in your own voice, and really add texture to the proposals that were read on your behalf. Thank you so much for taking the time. Se los agradezco mucho. Gracias.
Thank you. Okay, so next on the agenda is the panelist input from PACD and Wilwin.
Hello, greetings, committee members. Moving into capital improvement projects, the Pima County Public Art Project Santa Cruz River, Irvington to Drexel East Bank is slated to launch the Call the Artist on Monday, August 3rd. The project is in the chat. I will be in a second. If you want to take a minute to look at it, the project is located in Drexel Heights neighborhood along the east bank of the Santa Cruz River Path, adjacent to the Spectrum Shopping Center and near the Pascal Yankee Reservation. I am presenting for your consideration Pete Guerrero to be added to the selection panel. Mr. Guerrero is a career counselor for the Workforce Office of the Pascal Yankee Tribe. He's a tribe member and a resident of the Drexel Heights neighborhood. Thank you for putting that up on the look. Co-Chair Shaw, may I request to entertain a motion to approve Picurero to join the Santa Cruz River Project?
Of course.
Second.
Who made the motion?
Move to approve.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
Second.
Okay, and any discussion? Okay, seeing none, we can do a roll call vote.
Thank you. Co-chair Shaw?
Approve.
Committee member Lopez?
Approve.
Committee member Lawrence?
Approve.
Committee member Gluck?
Approved.
Committee member Smith?
Approved.
Committee member Joplin?
Approve.
Committee member Dominguez?
Approve.
Committee member Fung?
Approve.
Committee member Sanchez?
Approve.
Committee member Sip? Committee member Trumbull?
Approve.
Committee member Fisher?
Approve.
Committee member Clark?
Approve.
And committee member Shito?
Approve.
Thank you.
Okay, and passes unanimously. Thank you all. And Donna, do you have an announcement to make on this item?
Yes, and this is for a project, the Southside Public Facility Complex, that the call to artists is actually out, and I am going to add to the chat the link for you to take a look at it. And so my request is for a panelist from PACD to join the panel. The Southside Complex is in Ward 5. It is, thank you. it is at 4410 South Park Avenue. It is in design and towards construction. There's actually an art plaza that is at the corner of South Park Avenue and Fair Street. That will be the focus for the public art. The call will remain open for another month until October 12th. The funding comes through Prop 101, the Tucson Delivers Program. So if you are interested, please take a look at this in greater depth and let me know if you're interested on serving on the panel. As you know, the panelists will be involved both in the artist selection as well as working with the artist and the panel through final design. Thank you, Co-Chair Shaw.
Thank you. And if anyone's interested in that opportunity, you could find out more on our website, artsfoundtucson.org, or through the link in the chat. Okay, moving on. Is there any request for additions for next month's agenda?
Just wanted to point out that most of the agenda items on our agenda today were not mentioned at this point at our prior meeting. So perhaps it's not really necessary to mention them here.
Well, this is just for the committee to give us ideas for something to include. We do have things that are scheduled in the back that, you know, may have happened months before that are scheduled, you know, now or in the future. And so this request for additions is really an opportunity for the community members to add something to the agenda to discuss at a later meeting.
Thank you.
Is there any additions to agenda for the future? Okay, seeing none, we'll move on. But just to let you know, if you have something to add to the agenda, you can always reach out to the chair, Alex Jimenez, or someone else from the Arts Foundation. Okay, and call to the audience. Do we have any members of the public who would like to speak? Don't see anyone. If you have your hand raised, feel free to go off and mute and speak. Okay, I don't see anyone here. So that is all for the agenda today. Thank you all. I know we ran a bit over our usual time period, but if there's nothing else to say, then this meeting is adjourned.